Today, following the third nor'easter in Massachusetts this month, there are closed schools, traffic snarls, and ongoing power outages. Joining us now to talk about it is Paul Dawson, town manager of the South Coast town of Marion, which has been largely without power since yesterday. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Bob. How are you this morning?
I'm all right, but the question is, how are things right now in Marion? Still pretty much lights out?
Pretty much lights out. Eversource is reporting at this point that we're still nearly three-quarters of the town without power. We do have still a number of trees down around town with, you know, on wires, so it's created a bit of a problem, but we're managing at this point.
So how are citizens in Marion holding up?
I think they're doing pretty well, Bob. I mean, as you know, this is now the third sort of major storm that's come at us in the last 2.5 weeks or so. But I think overall, I think the town is managing well. As I said, we've had a number of trees down. We have areas of the town that are not inaccessible, but difficult to maneuver around. Things are going okay. The roads are in reasonably good condition, and we're getting through it as best we can.
What are the utility companies telling you in terms of how soon the town will be restored?
They're telling us that they're working on it on a case-by-case basis, but at some point it will become sort of a sequential fix. In other words, they'll need to wait for one area to be fixed before they can bring another online. They did tell us that we should expect to start seeing, now that the storm has subsided and the winds have died down, they're now able to get crews in bucket trucks and more crews moving around. They don't put people up in that kind of winds that we were having yesterday. So they're working at it. They haven't given us a time. They have told us that we should begin to see power restoration sequentially today. So, you know, at its worst, Eversource was reporting that we were at 97% of customers without power, and it's now 72%. So they've made some progress in. We anticipate that as this day goes on, there'll be more and more of that.
But, you know, for some homeowners and business owners, it's got to be a situation of what they call the onesies, where there's line down into somebody's home or business all by itself, and that home alone needs to get restored. So it could be a couple of days, one would imagine, before some power is restored.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there are always those unique sort of onesie-twosie kinds of situations where it's tough to predict, but we are optimistic that at least the vast majority of residents will begin to see their power flowing back today as this day goes on and crews are able to get to some of the more problem situations.
So do you sense a little impatience, or are most of the Marion residents persevering like New Englanders?
This, as I said, having been the third storm, people's patience is beginning to run thin, but the Marion community, like most coastal communities, are a resilient crowd. You see these things, they happen, and you deal with it. Certainly we've seen, you know, neighbors helping neighbors, lots of that. And that's the beautiful part of living in a small town.
How are Marion Town Emergency responders and services holding up?
They're doing a great job, as they always do, Bob. You know, sometimes I don't think we ever get to say it enough, but and certainly it's in these situations that we see, you know, these people are having their own issues at their own homes, and yet they're working around the clock to protect all of us. And I think, you know, we sometimes forget to recognize that, or certainly not often enough, but they're doing very well. We're very well staffed. The call volume has been substantial, but they're prioritizing the calls and getting to them. Certainly the emergent situations is an immediate response, and others might get somewhat delayed, although I think that is now picked up some too. So they're doing a great job, as they always do.
Marion Town Administrator Paul Dawson, thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition. Good luck today.
Thank you very much, Bob. Bye now.